have to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
merchant in London, he did well. He had a lovely daughter, the truth to you I'll tell. Oh, the truth to you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty and men of high degree. There was none but Jack the sailor, her true love e'er could be. Oh, her true love e'er could be. Now Jackie's gonna sailing with trouble on his mind, to leave his native country and his darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. She went into a tailor's shop and dressed in men's array, and stepped on board a vessel to convey herself away. Oh, convey herself away. Before you step on board, sir, your name I'd like to know. She smiled all in her countenance. They call me Jack O'Roe. Oh, they call me Jack O'Roe. Your waist is light and slender, fingers are neat and small, your cheeks too red and rosy to face the cannonball. Oh, to face the cannonball. I know my waist is slender, my fingers are neat and small, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Oh, to see 10,000 fall. Soon being over, they hunted all around, and among the dead and dying, her darling boy she found. Oh, her darling boy she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town, and sent for a physician who quickly healed his wounds. Oh, who quickly healed his wounds. This couple, they got married, so why not you and me? Oh, so why not you and me?
Wow. Hi. Thank you so much, Xiao. Wow, what a really beautiful welcome speech. Well, hi, everyone. I first want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been part of organizing, speaking, and volunteering today. I also thank everyone else for joining us here today, especially allies. It's so great to see you here and not just performatively flagging a flag on a pride boat. Very nice of you, so well done. For those who don't know me, I'm Sebastian. I use he, they pronouns, and I'm a community builder, entertainer, drag artist, and cyclist. And right now, I'm standing in front of you, and today I want to say, I have a lust for life. I have a lust for life. Yeah. When I was thinking of what I could talk about today, I was actually sitting in the gym listening to Iggy Pop's Lust for Life. I couldn't help but feel a sense of something in the lyrics. The song comes from a raw, triumphant celebration of life, kind of like a self-reinvention and choosing to live after hitting rock bottom. I can't help but find something of myself within that. Maybe that's something a lot of us here today have felt. The fear of being yourself, of stepping out from the crowd, of choosing to do what you need to do to live. But from that fear comes life. And choosing to live your life, for me, that really resonated with my story. So yeah, I have a lust for life. I have a lust for life. And you know, why wouldn't I? Today I'm standing here in front of a crowd of people I love. Seeing people ready to walk together, united, feels surreal and amazing. But I can't help feeling the creeping feeling of why we are here today. Now I'm going to do a page turn, 1 second. I have to remind myself that even though these are the days we can celebrate, we can stand confidently together and we can feel free, it should not overshadow what the vast majority of us are feeling every other day of the year. And for a lot of us, that's fear. Fear can show up in our lives in so many ways. The fear of going to the gym, the fear of being exposed, of seeing the doctor and hoping that they believe you, walking down the street, hoping that nobody stares, of just going to the bathroom. Being scared of the choice to be yourself, it can be all-consuming. I cannot stand here and lie. The world is burning, literally. Our forests, our mental health, our access to food, our access to healthcare, our access to human rights. I hear the pulse of the fire with cinders burning slowly coming towards me. Coming to our community, to my friends, and to the person I love. For many people, it's already here, already destroying lives, taking so much away. The worst part of it all is that people are standing and watching. Choice is a funny thing, right? Companies who 5 years ago chose to change their logos for pride have now chosen to drop their DEI commitments. Governments are now choosing to openly promote the segregation of transgender people. People are choosing to take away our healthcare and support. And there are entities choosing to promote lies and hatred towards us. That's happening. They're choosing to pull us apart. But the worst of it, and the worst thing for me, is that I'm seeing people I once thought were my friends, family, and colleagues stand there and choose to do nothing. If the fire is not in my garden, I don't need to put it out. Fire spreads if you give it fuel, if you let it burn. And standing there and doing nothing is just that. Choosing to do nothing means it will spread beyond a stranger's garden, to your neighbor's garden, to your friend's garden, into your family's garden, and then into your garden. Choosing to ignore the fire, choosing to ignore the fight of people just wanting to exist in the world will eventually reach your own rights. If you choose to ignore what's going on in the world, you will find that tomorrow you will also lose your rights. Allies, I implore you to do better. I am not going to stand here and be blind to my own privilege, to how I look now, and to how I navigate the world. But I also have a choice. I have a duty, and I have a duty to stand up for people who need it, all people who need it, despite not it being my own fire. And allies, you also have a voice and a choice. You just need to choose it. Do not be afraid. Do not let fear get in the way of you being a better ally. I did not choose to be who I am. I'm sure a lot of us feel like that. Being who you are is not a choice. Being queer is not a choice. Being transgender is not a choice. Because honestly, who would choose this? Yeah, well, good, yeah, thank you, yeah, good. Thank you. But however much fear and hatred and fire is burning around us right now, if there's one thing I can leave you today, is that we do have a choice. and the choice is to fight. Right now, we stand a bit divided. We have our own needs and wants. But it is the fire that wants us to stay divided. The fear wants us to be disconnected, to not be curious. It wants to put us against each other, to stop having empathy for one another. It wants us to be afraid, because the people who want to divide us are afraid themselves. Thanks. They are afraid because being yourself goes against everything they have been taught. Our freedom threatens the oppression that their world was built on. And when we stand up and are simply being ourselves, we scare them, because it cuts off the fire's fuel and it takes away its power. Right now, we need to do the opposite of what they are trying to do. We need to push away the fear, and I truly believe that we can do it. We need to have empathy for each other. We need to stand together and not apart, to understand each other, that one person's fight does not take away from your own, that we can fight together, and that is what makes us better. That's what makes us a community of people, not individuals fighting our own fires, but a community because we choose to stand together. So I'm going to say to you today, make that choice. Because when it feels like you have, now I'm getting emotional, when it feels like you have nothing left, that we have nowhere to go, we have each other and we have the power to make our own choices. We can choose to stand together. We can choose to love. We can choose to accept. We can choose our community. We can choose life, and we can have a lust for life, right? We can do that. I have a lust for life. I love my life. I have worked my ass off to be here, to stand here today, and I know all of you have too. We have all worked really hard to be here today. So, yeah, and I won't let anyone take that away. And I don't want any of you to let them take that away from you either. So today, let's use our voices and let's claim this space, right? Let's claim the space. So say it with me. I have a lust for life. Let's go. I have a lust for life. And again, I have a lust for life. One more time. I have a lust for life. Thank you.
I told you.
Thank you all. Dat is een gedicht van Yarina Gornohuts. Zij is Oekraïens, moeder van een dochter van 11. Moet af en toe naar het front. Haar man is daar vermoord. En dit is haar gedicht, dat heet Dochter. Als het tijd is afscheid te nemen van mijn dochter, om voor de zoveelste keer naar het front te gaan, droom ik van een religie die met haar verhalen en symbolen de pijn zou kunnen lenigen. Uit wanhoop zou ik zo'n geloof aanvaarden. Maar nee, de mensheid heeft de Space Shuttle uitgevonden, de atoombom en de bezetting van landen zonder bom. Alleen nog geen religie die de pijn van afscheid kan verlichten als je naar het front vertrekt. Zoveel uitvindingen en geen één die een kind kan troosten wanneer een van haar ouders het huis verlaat om het land te dienen. Nog Donald Duck, nog Mickey Mouse, nog het witte konijn dat zich naar zijn holletje haast met zijn horloge in de hand, nog de superhelden in 3D kunnen een kind uitleggen hoe je de pijn kan verzachten. Ik weet wat dictators vrezen als ze in hun eentje zijn. Ze vrezen een kind dat, verstopt in een hoekje, haar tranen voor de wereld verbergt.
Yeah. gonna hide this tape when I'm finished. If none of us make it, at least there'll be some kind of record. Nobody trusts anybody now. Nobody trusts anybody now. There's nothing else I can do. Just wait.
Is a young man's trade. You didn't know that the shortcut paid. Revenge is a dish, best of cold. Parents see kids die before they get old. Yo, thugs, don't see 30. Lights get taken, stretch come dirty. Tiny spear mess gone. Run, don't mean nothing. Life get bummed. Rock gloves, cover up forensic. Trident, add name to statistics. Tic tac killing. Some get laced. Victim, villain, some get chased. In the crossfire, innocent die. They fight for the slice of the pie. Switch of emotions, so they survive. This is how they're living their life.
pistol, evil shots and the straps, making a killing, working the Tony. Don't care, don't know me, like it that way, so don't know me. Most of the cats I spar with think they show me, think they know me. Ha! Pass with the mic and a rig or two. Get gas, but don't get no fee. They wanna know, get versatile. Wanna get known, get paid on down. DJ won't run your foul. Don't blame them, call me wrong. Come on, let alone song. Your minimal one word fong. And I'm large, baddie, schlong. I'm long, king of the mong. Been around more than a minute. Don't care if you're not in it. Plenty gas, ain't reach limit. Keep going, chew us all money. Make Lizzie, spend it, hurry. Get slush, go for a curry. Scotch bonnet, hot-lip monkey. Superstitious, one not lucky. Where fit in, obviously stand out. Be yourself, don't fake, get found out. Get blocked, switch up the angle. Dumb chumps get set like a handle. Come again with a brand new flex. Step ahead with a decoy set. And I'm goes, tip so flow. Slowly infect like white to the nose. White to the nose, white to the nose, white to the nose. I'm long, king of the mong.
Yeah.